We certainly all have noticed a difference now that they have manipulated the hour again. We were getting quite used to having regular time. And it was a bit of a jolt, I suppose, to me and quite a lot of other people when we suddenly noticed this shift. Lighter in the morning, darker at night. It is true that this does affect all sorts of things, but I think for pedestrians and motorists, it has raised a number of problems. We found by experience when the trial period went on that it was important that children did wear, on the way to school, something that was fluorescent, something that was bright. Now it's on the way home from school that we're concerned that they are conspicuous, that they are prominent, that they wear something bright, light, fluorescent that reflects back as much light as possible from the lights of an oncoming vehicle, so that the motorist does have a chance. Children should be taught the rules of road safety. They must learn the Green Cross Code, for instance. But sometimes, even though they are taking the right precautions when crossing the road, motorist comes along, and if they're wearing, children are wearing dark clothes, the motorist doesn't have very much of a chance. The Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents have available the special cloth markers, armbands, that do help to make children conspicuous. They've been putting these out for some time, and I know that they have got an arrangement at the moment where these can be ordered in bulk by schools and groups. And I think this is a first-class idea. One, it keeps the price down and it saves the administration. Because it's no good a national organisation going to this enormous amount of trouble to provide a facility if people don't take advantage of it, and if, when they've taken advantage and bought the flashers or the armbands, they don't wear them. Children have got to be encouraged to wear them. And not only children too. Remember the slogan of the campaign only a short time ago, wear something white at night, particularly if you're walking along a road without a pavement. It does make you conspicuous. And remember to walk on the side towards the oncoming traffic, where you can see what's coming towards you. Not driving on the same side as the traffic. This is very difficult both for the pedestrian and for the motorist and creates a great deal of hazard. If both sides are courteous and considerate and do take steps to prevent an accident, there'd be a lot less misery, a lot less unhappiness, both now and in the future. It's only a little thing to do, to be concerned and considerate, but it can save so much misery, so much injury, so much pain. It's worth thinking about.